Why are you here today? Why are we here today? Catholics come to Mass for many reasons, including habit, obligation, or accompanying someone else. Non-Catholics come to Mass too, sometimes seeking something they know only they have not yet found, while at other times looking for more Christianity than they may have found elsewhere, or perhaps simply because they love a Catholic. Children often come to Mass only because their parents require it. And sometimes husbands or wives come with their spouse mainly because it's the path of least resistance. Some people come looking for consolation or meaning or an occasional experience of transcendence that lifts us out of ourselves, even if only for a fleeting moment. And some come simply because God commands it, and the Lord Jesus says, "Do this in memory of me." So, why are we here today? Why are you here today? Knowing why we do anything is an essential part of leading an examined life, which in turn is at the heart of living a rich, full, authentically human life that is more than mechanical or superficial. Living a life of significance and purpose demands that we know why we do things and that we acknowledge our moral agency in the choices we make. And the most sublime reason for any choice or action is love. St. John, the beloved disciple, tells us that God is love, and the Savior reveals that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And after his resurrection from the dead, the Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And to all the apostles, Christ said, "This I command you, to love one another." Even as he taught them, "By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So while there are many reasons for coming to Mass, the most important and enduring reason of all is love. After all, Christ Jesus was held to his cross not by iron nails, but by love. And Dante Alighieri, the great poet and philosopher of the Italian Renaissance, sang in his Paradiso that the sun and the stars are moved not by gravity, but by love. This kind of love is not an emotion or a feeling. This love is a choice. This is love in action. And that is precisely the same love that must mark a true disciple. "If anyone loves me," says the Lord, "he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." So, keeping the commandments of the Lord and living by his word is the way in which we are drawn into the communion of love, which is the church. And so, we consider again, why are we here? Especially since so many others are not. In the United States today, only about 20% of baptized Catholics come to Mass each Sunday, while in old Europe, fewer than 10% of Catholics attend Sunday Mass regularly. And throughout the developed world, the number of those seeking baptism or marriage in the church continues to decline everywhere, as do the number of ordinations to the priesthood. In the great cathedrals and ancient churches of the old world, especially in city centers, the number of those who gather on Sunday for the celebration of Mass is often barely enough to fill a small side chapel. And if the governments of most European nations did not pay for the upkeep of those buildings, many of them would now be in ruins. Meanwhile, in our country, most dioceses in the Northeast and Midwest are closing churches because there aren't enough Catholics in them to sustain a parish. To understand why this is happening, we need to understand first why we are here today. Because unless we believe the gospel is true, and absent a life-changing, life-giving encounter with the living God in Christ Jesus, there really isn't a reason to come to the altar except for duty or custom. And once we live in the midst of millions of baptized pagans who reject duty and abandon custom, then even those reasons cease to have any force in our lives. So, why are we here? The collect, or opening prayer of this Mass, said this: Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Now that's dreadful language. This stilted rendering of the original Latin text is not going to bring a congregation to its feet and a shout of exultation. But consider what the prayer is actually saying. Serving God with constant devotion, in other words, serving God with love, is the source of full and lasting happiness for all people. And at the heart of such service must be our sharing each Sunday in God's family meal, which is the source and summit of the Christian life, the sacrifice of Calvary, in which we receive the body and blood of Christ. Catholics who don't come to Mass often explain their absence by saying that they don't get anything out of it. But those who say that they don't get anything out of Mass, are actually telling us that they do not yet understand what Christianity is. We do not come to Mass to get something. We come to Mass, if we come at all, to give something. We come to give our worship to the triune God, to give our entire lives as a sacrifice of praise to the Lord who made us, to give contrition for our sins, to give ourselves in service of those in need, and to give our time, talent, and treasure for the benefit of someone other than ourselves. But if we come to Mass to give in all these ways, then we discover that we do, in fact, receive something. We receive the forgiveness of our sins. We receive the medicine of immortality. We receive the heavenly food of everlasting life in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. And in all these ways, we also receive from the Lord the gift of full and lasting happiness, because we gradually come to understand that the purpose of our lives is not to live for ourselves, but to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Next week is the last Sunday of the old year of grace, the solemnity of Christ the King, after which we enter the beautiful peace of Advent. From now until mid-Advent, the sacred liturgy draws our attention not backwards to Christ's birth, but forwards to the end of days, as the readings do today in the first lesson in the Gospel, which speak of the great violence and persecution with which the world will end. But the Church speaks to us of the tribulation to come, that is, the four last things, death and judgment, heaven and hell, not to frighten us, but to help us conform our lives now to the mystery of the Lord's cross, so that we can understand why God became a man, why the Church is sent to the ends of the earth as a witness to Christ, why we are called in holy baptism to live by grace through faith in the Word made flesh, and why we should be present Sunday after Sunday all our lives long for the banquet of Christ's body and blood. In recent years, even without COVID, average life expectancy has actually declined in many Western countries, including ours. A main reason for this decline is the increase of what are called deaths of despair, meaning deaths caused by suicide or the abuse of drugs or alcohol. Despite our peace and prosperity, such deaths are at an all-time high in nearly every developed country of the world because of the abandonment of faith, hope, and love. Of course, even Christians suffer from addiction and clinical depression. But the despair of nihilism is a different affliction from those disorders, and it can kill. Is it merely a coincidence that deaths of despair are increasing, just as vast numbers of people are falling away from the Lord Jesus? Broken families, fatherless children, sexual pandemonium, babies killed in the womb by the hundreds of millions, economic and political narcissism, educational chaos, the Gnostic fantasy that we can make and remake ourselves even by changing our biological sex, the solitude of virtual friendship in place of actual friends, and a toxic culture fueled by irony, cynicism, relativism, and pornography. All of these phenomena and more leave people who do not know the Lord Jesus adrift in a life without purpose. And people who do not know why they exist or where to find full and lasting happiness naturally fall more easily into despair when they experience suffering, as we all must, including especially the emptiness that comes from not belonging to someone else and from not seeing the horizon of eternal life and everlasting joy. So, why are we here? In the prayer after communion offered today at the end of this Mass, the Church will answer that question. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. In other words, we come to Mass to grow in love. And we grow in love by fulfilling the command of Christ to do this in memory of him. That is, to celebrate the Holy Eucharist on the Lord's Day when he rose from the dead. And it is only the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, which we receive in the sacraments, that will allow us to face the four last things with tranquility rather than with terror. One of the reasons there is so much unrighteousness in the world is that there is so little authentic worship of God in spirit and in truth. So whatever reason brought us to the altar today or in the past, love is the only reason that will keep us coming back. Love of Jesus Christ and love of all others for his sake. God the Father calls us to the Holy Eucharist every Sunday in order to restore our true fellowship with him and with each other as members of the body of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of heaven. And that is why we come to Mass. That is how we come to understand that we exist for the praise of God's glory, and that growth in holiness comes from and leads back to that worship of the triune God. Only supernatural faith, hope, and love can sustain us in suffering, both now and at the end of days. And growing in holiness and love is how we find full and lasting happiness this day and every day until the last day. And that is why we want every man, woman, and child to come to Mass, to find freedom from sin and death, and be prepared for the four last things by coming to know their purpose, their dignity, and their destiny by grace through faith in the Son of Mary, who is also God the Son, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the way, the truth, and the life, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, the Lord Jesus Christ.